What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
First time that you've pressed the sound since we've been doing the show, since I always do it, or have you pressed it before so you could hear it?
No, I've never pressed it. It's my first time. That was lovely.
It's nice to hear
back
it.
In the groove
and not pretend, you know. Hi, Scout.
You mean acting that I can hear the fucking song? Hi, babe.
Well, you're all perfect now. You've got all of your accoutrements set up. What's behind you now? I don't ever get to see because we haven't done Zoom in a while.
Yeah, on Patreon. I've got, and there's my costume that Danielle got me, my Warren costume. Here's David made this for me.
Yes, nice.
Little doll. I've got Heather's Welcome to the Dollhouse signature. I've got now Julie from Texas Chainsaw fan made this. Mm-hmm. And then I just got this from Ryan.
Ryan.
The director that I did Speed Train with.
Oh, nice.
No, both know. Yeah. Ryan sent this, I think just because, or was it a Christmas present? He was like, I got something that reminded me of you. So I have a bunch of stuff.
I have one of those for you too that somebody brought me to give to you once.
Oh,
I've got,
really?
I've got like a closet full of shit that I've collected for you. Whenever you weren't at a show, and then I would bring it home, and then I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking schlep it to another show and then give it to her, so she has to bring it back.
You have the pops.
I do, actually.
Which I would love.
I do, but I only have one of those.
What? You never gave me the other one.
No, I only have one. They only made one.
Oh, you didn't make two?
I don't think so.
Oh, bummer. Somebody, can you make me a pop, a Talk Scary to Me pop?
I feel like there's been a couple of them, though. But I only have one in my... in the office. Wait, I actually literally, hold on. It's like literally right
here. So you're by the window. So you moved your couch by the window.
I did. I moved it in front of the window. I'm going to have blinds and stuff that come. So right now it's just black. But, and then if I want to do it at my desk, then behind me will be a big TV. So we can put our Talk Scary to Me logo as a screensaver behind.
Oh man, you're going so high tech over there.
Oh yeah. High tech, baby. I love it. TV monitor. I was like, how do I do it? Do I just share it with my screen sharer?
So what made you want to do a screen monitor? Like, so you could like...
Well, this way, when we do lives or when we do, when we have a guest, like we can actually put them up on the big screen.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Or when we do a Zoom for Patreon or whatever, like we can see everybody up there instead of you and I trying to cram around the little computer.
Oh, cool. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
We just would have to adjust the couch a little bit to maneuver it. What's going on with you? You had a big meeting yesterday. I know you probably don't want to talk too much about it, but you had a big meeting.
I did. It went really, really well. You know, it's so funny. Like, it's like going into an audition where you feel like So you remember that audition that I was like freaking out because I really, really wanted it. And I think I just got like massive anxiety. I just found out that I wasn't not in the running for it, which really, really sucks. But I knew that obviously because I called you and I was like, I need to redo.
Right. Did you end up redoing it?
I did, but the audio didn't record.
Oh, fuck.
And so I was like, okay, something is... Why? Why can't right. I have this?
Why can't you
what's,
get it?
What's going on? But, I mean, I wouldn't be able to direct this movie in February if I had gotten it. So I was like, okay, maybe it's because I'm supposed to start this adventure, and then now another movie just came into my hand good. As well for this
everything
year.
Works so, out dude everything works out yeah. the way it's supposed
but
to
but I've been wanting a series for so well, so long
look yeah doesn't so everybody long. Want a series Scout
I know but I've been saying that since we were fucking 8 years old
I know like, trust me
it's going to happen
it's the goal
like,
it's the goal
to.
Well you know I yeah. watch all these fucking now that I'm home I watch all these shows and I'm like why don't even like I would do a day on as a guest spot, like just to
yeah.
be creative and to do something. And it's not like I had the opportunity when I lived in LA and now suddenly I'm not a local hire anymore because I could still be a local hire. I'll just fucking come stay with you or stay with Davina or somebody.
Yeah.
But I don't ever, ever, ever get auditions for, I haven't auditioned for TV. And since the time you came here and read with me, like I literally maybe have like one audition a year.
Really?
Weird.
Well, hey, I just booked you on a job. So.
Yes, I know you did. Which, by the way, I'm halfway through the script. So, just
okay,
so
good.
Know.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's a dude's
it's a dude's movie.
You know,
yeah,
so
which I'm so stoked about. I'm excited that my first thing is going to be a dude's movie.
Yeah,
really
for
am.
Sure. Well,
because my
know.
Second one is turning out to be a woman's movie, and I was like, wait, what?
But I definitely think when we were talking about lead cast, I definitely think that Chad Michael Murray is too like put together for that role.
Yeah, yeah.
Shane's a little
bit
better.
Someone really gritty and rugged.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping the person that we're landing on right now, but we have a backup and this person that's in a backup is pretty eager. But like I said, I'm learning values.
Yeah.
So it's...
was that who you wanted Connor for?
Connor I wanted for Cole and then Connor, I don't want to put his stuff out there, but something just happened with him that,
else.
You know, but I'm going to ask him one more time. I'm going to ask him one more time because we are pushing a week.
Okay.
So we're starting on the 26th just because of this other actor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because like when I pitched it to this person, you know, he's doing another movie. And so I was like, well, you would literally be jumping in. You would have to like fly straight from here. And I guess I don't register that not everyone's me. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no. They like want, they're like,
I'm like, oh,
older.
You want,
they want like
down
a minute.
Days. Okay.
Because yeah. It's fun. It's fun when you're
just
young.
Like Terminator? Am I like, let's go?
You
that's
are,
really
but
bad.
You're
that
fucking young. Like it's, you know, what you're going to crash. The plane is going to crash at some point. You're going
Don't
to
Don't fucking
stop.
Say that.
No, you have to. You got to take care of yourself.
I did. I crashed. I crashed. Yeah, I got sick.
I know. That's the only time you're fucking stay your ass at home is when you don't feel good. And even then it's difficult for you to sit your ass still.
I know, but it just feels good. This feeling feels good. Yeah, it just feels really nice. To
creative.
Dude,
and...
I'm starting to do my shot list, which is so fun. When you were saying like the editing and stuff, yes. I was like, that's like scary for me. I hope the movie turns out great, but I'm like, the shot list and stuff is like, I mean, obviously, I'm overdoing it right now.
Yeah.
Because I just need to make sure that I'm really fucking prepared.
Do you have your locations? You've done your location scout?
No.
How are you doing your shot list without knowing what your set looks like?
I know. I'm just like right now I'm just getting a bare bones.
Right.
And then when I'm able to, then I can take out, you know, like obviously this is not going to work. That's not going to work. And then we're doing, you know, like storyboards and stuff using AI. And I hate to say that.
Oh my
that,
God,
but
that's crazy.
But it's been very helpful. It's been very, very helpful. Yeah.
AI meaning
crazy.
Are you copying? Are you able to like choose actors? Like
you can. So that's what we're trying to teach the AI right now is to remember. Like you can put in like a person's photo and be like, this is what I want them to look like. This is my lead character. Please remember. That's what my lead character looks like.
So it's like animation.
Yeah.
When you're like, okay, what does she look like? You're reading for, you know, Gwendolyn, who's 35 to 49 and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And then you're like, well, okay, cool. But what does she look like? And then you see the picture of the cartoon and you're like, oh, she's going to sound like this.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's for some reason, it's having a hard time getting my lead bad guy.
Well, he's interesting looking.
We won't talk about that.
So,
right now,
I mean, he's very specific. So
they're like, what? I'm like, right now, my lead bad guy and my lead look identical.
Oh,
I'm like, no,
God.
No,
you're like, no.
They are supposed to look completely different. So it's like you're training something. Like you're literally training it.
What I meant by like, you're going to love editing is, you're the storyteller, right? So for me, watching sort of the assemble, you know, the editor assembles it and then you go in and you feel it and you're like, I just feel like it's, I don't know how she feels about that comment, or I feel like it's not intense enough. We need to push in. Do I have shots that are closer? Can we pull out of that? You know, like, can we, like, there are little things that you'll do when you're cutting the scene that you're going to see, like, what, I mean, I pulled so much shit from other scenes because everything took place in one. And I know once you watch a movie, you're like, wait a minute. It's like reality TV. When you don't have that much time, you watch a reality show and you're like, they just played that reaction four times. Like, it's the same reaction that I just saw when that woman said that. And now there's another comment and now it's the same exact clip that they just showed of her.
Did you fall into, because my producer is like, he hasn't warned me, but he's like been like, this is the situation that I've been in my past times with directors of turning in a short movie. Like, didn't get enough footage.
No, you've got to get, well, that's why you, I mean, yes, I, there's not enough so time, but that's why you have to go back and get, I had to go pull other things.
And that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, I'm trying, because like, I, you know, I know things, but like, then things I'm just like, I see and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's, I recognize that. Like when Scripty is timing a scene.
Yeah.
You know, they're timing it. So they're keeping track of like how long scenes are. I was like, I wonder, like, obviously you have to time the movie.
Just get your inserts. You can always do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can go grab those while they're setting up for another shot. You know how they do that. You're like, you set up for your next shot, block your next shot, you know, get actors prepared and, you know, have them start lighting while you then go just you with your DP and just grab little things that you need to grab that the actors don't need to be there for.
Yeah.
And you'll need to insert that stuff and you'll need to let the scene breathe and just make sure when you, like, don't yell cut right away. Like, let there be space and air.
I hate when people do that. I really do.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that. That's why even when I do a self-tape, there'll be like extra at the end.
Yeah. You need to let it breathe a little bit.
You never know what comes out.
True.
You need help? I was going to help you down. I'm sorry. Okay. Fucked up. I fucked everything up, Cody. I'm so sorry. So I had a meeting with a DP that I'm hoping works out. The only thing is, like, you know, it's an ultra low budget and like our budget is really, really tight. You know, it's not like the biggest paycheck, but I'm just hoping that it's something that's like he's into and it's something.
Someone that you've worked with before or no?
Yeah. It's someone I've worked with before that understands speed, understands like, hey, if I can't get 14 days, we're going to shoot this in 12 days.
Right.
Like I need someone that really understands fast pace and understands what I need to get. And I think this guy does. And I know him. My other option is someone that I don't know, which is scaring the living fuck out of me.
But do you know someone that's worked with that person or no?
No. Hmm. It's the budget that we're like, you know, I can't go get like a couple of DPs that I know would kill this because the budget is so low. I know that they wouldn't take it. So I'm dealing with that problem.
Are you looking for a specific type of DP that knows how to do action?
I am. Yeah. That's very important to me.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Dude, I mean, honestly, like Tom is such a trooper because, you know, he's called in all the favors already with like the stunt guys, especially with like car stunts.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've read the script and Tom's been really, really sweet. He's like, you know, when I get back from my bachelor's trip, I'll get meet with these guys and we'll set up some previs and kind of like mark these scenes out.
You know, I mean, but if like, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like,
you'll bring on actors when he starts, when he starts producing his own stuff, you'll call in all your favors for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I have a hard time asking like people for favors.
You do? I don't believe you.
Really?
Nope.
I mean, you are easy because I know you really, really well. It's other people that I'm like, I'm like, do you understand what you are going to be working for? But like this project, you know, has a lot of potential, you know? I just, for some reason, I talked about it in therapy. I just have a really, and she, you know, she was like, well, that stems from like your childhood when you like would ask for things and you would feel like you would get in trouble and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah. Okay.
Listen, any actor that or person that you go to knows you because they've worked with you.
Yeah.
They know it's a low budget movie. They know you're doing it in 12 days. They know you're a first time director. They know exactly what they're signing up for, and they'll be more than happy to help because you would do the same. How many times have you lent yourself for nothing?
I've done it so much.
So you keep your list. me too. They know. And you know what you're getting yourself into when you get on a set. Like you knew when you went to do Spider's movie, like what that was going to be. Sometimes it's more of a shit show than you think. Sometimes it's better than you think, but you go prepared for the worst. So don't think that anyone's going
to
be
any element of filmmaking because I love to do it.
But not everybody does. So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Which is a bit shocking.
Are you excited to work with our bad guy?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to be.
I'm excited to watch you do your thing.
I'm excited to watch you do your thing.
And to
support you and encourage you and watch you fucking kill it. Like that's what it's all about.
Thank you. So if we go with this first guy, which he has the offer right now. Don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm sure we're going to give him till Friday. Cause I can't cast anyone else until I have this guy. I can cast my like few people, but like, I really need to know.
This is your bad guy.
No, this is my... No, bad guy is already done. Okay, bad guy, you know who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my lead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My lead. So, you know, his dates, he's on a movie. We would start, if he signed on, we would start the day that my lead bad guy is on as well. And it's his first day. That is so scary.
Yeah, that's scary. I'd be scared.
That would be my number one baby.
But...
Which is also the you get ending it out of the way of the movie.
Oh, God, of course. Oh, shit.
So I'm like, wait a minute. I need some fucking warm up.
Why
like
do you
sex.
Have to schedule
like,
it like that?
I need some.
Yeah.
You know, like, get me in the mood. And then you can tell if I'm not in the mood, if I'm in the mood, if I'm like, let's go full speed. So I'm hoping, if we go with the second guy, then I've got 2 days before that day. At least it's a little warm up.
Listen, I will help you every step of the way.
Yeah, you better, bitch.
my best friend, one of my best friends, Kimberly, she's been nominated for Emmys. Like she's awesome. Mm-hmm. She's a director and she went to AFI for film school. And I was always the star of her short film. She's an actress. She was on General Hospital a million years. But I was like, I kind of look like her. Like she'd write her own stuff. And then I would basically like, be her.
Play her.
It's like you write stuff for you and then you're directing and you just have me playing the role that you had thought of for yourself, essentially.
Yeah.
So when I was starting the movie, I was like, I need you. I need you to help me with a shot list. Help me. So she came over and was like, okay, this is, think of this, start here. And she handheld me through quite a bit of the beginning process because my producers were like, they didn't give a fuck. Like, just do it, do it, do it, do it. You're going to get this house. You're going to get this DP. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get these actors. I mean, then I got to pick mostly. I was told what I had. Yeah. I wasn't given any options for anything. And I had 9 days. So it was, I needed her help. So every night I would call her and say, okay, this is what happened. Or I found this, or I can't think of a way to do this. Or what do you think about this? And she was like, I didn't have any fear because I trusted her completely. I knew that like, she was there and she would come and kind of have my back and have my eyes. And my producers were, one producer was great too, you know, and DP, super cool. I didn't know him, was just like, here's your DP. And you're like, oh, fuck. All right, go for it.
But
mine wasn't action or any of that stuff. But you know, you'll walk onto the set and you're going to know how you'll walk it yourself as the actor. You know what I mean? Which I don't feel like.
I know.
I don't feel like directors do that.
Yeah.
Except actors that are directors. You'll walk it and you'll feel where each character needs to be in the room. based on how you would do it if you were that character. And then you'll start to put your list together that way and know that it'll just change and you'll get half of what's on your shot list, which you already know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do know, but like I've never been in that position as a director to feel that, you know? It's so funny because I've never like, when I am on set and I get on set and I, like my job starts as soon as I see that call sheet.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, we need to rework this.
Of course. Guys,
this doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, let's rework this right now. And I usually pull the AD in and then the director in.
And say, why are you guys doing this when I'm already in this I'm already in this wardrobe. So let's go to the the third scene on the list. Let me get that. And then we can change and move this to this. Yeah, exactly.
But
and they're like,
I wonder if I'm going to have that knowledge though, as a director.
Yes, because you are.
Because there's so many fucking directions that I'm going to be pulled. And obviously I'm thinking about so many other things. So I just need to like have a little bit more respect I do respect them, but like understanding that, you know, they're thinking about so many other things.
Yeah, but you'll get together with your second the night before and you'll do your list. You'll have to approve it, you know, and then it's, you'll be fine when you're there.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun, man.
Don't think about that. You have to know that you trust people to do their job and know that you don't have to do a bunch of different jobs. You don't have to wear a bunch of different hats. You do as a director to a certain extent, but there are things that you don't need to worry about that other people can handle that stuff. You just be there to make the decisions and keep the morale up. And that's all you really need to do.
It's just funny. It's just like really funny. Like my producer, you know, I love him so much. I can't wait for you to meet him. He's great. But he's just already yesterday. He's like, okay, cool. So we're going to make this other movie. And I'm like, wait, whoa. I'm like, dude, make sure you like what I do here. I'm just hoping that this is a fuck our relationship up.
Oh, it might.
And I don't think it will. I'm a very like, I get it. Like even him like going like, hey, we need to have this person in the movie. I'm not like, I'm like, all
well,
right,
he's,
I
that's his job. You're Let's the creative and he's got to get the money back to the money guy, you know?
Yeah.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. But I've already got like interest in like distribution. So
well, yeah, that's how it works. You get your distro deal before
but
based on
me.
Who you,
but from me, like from me,
good.
From my meeting yesterday. So
good.
We'll see if that like happens, but yeah, it's really funny. It's interesting. It's cool.
Isn't it fun to learn something when you think you've almost known it? You know the business so well, but this is something that feels exciting because you're learning.
Yeah, 100%. It's very overwhelming too. But this part, like prepping for a film is very, like, you know, obviously it's a muscle that I haven't worked. So I'm having to learn new things that I thought that I knew in different ways.
Right.
Yeah. You know, which is really, it's fun. It's interesting. I just can't wait to get ready, but I've got to take my time with this stuff right now. But it's going to be really cool to like go scout and like look at locations and choose locations. Like that's going to be really fucking fun. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to get my full cast together, you know, and then I'm excited to play. Like I'm really excited about like my favorite stuff is like your character and my leads in that one location is kind of like, I'm really, because that stuff is like my bread and butter. Like I really am excited to like work that stuff. But then I, you know that I can lean on Tom with like the stunt stuff, which is really, really great. We've already gone through the ending and Tom was like, we can't do that. We're going to have to change that. I'm like, okay, great. We're going to have to get on a phone call with our producers and really go through these stunt scenes.
Did you show him our script for the end, for the last 25 minutes of the movie?
That's easy. This is like gunplay, you know, it's a lot of guns and stuff. Like you need to like have specialty shots. Like, are we going to have enough time? Like that ending scene, I think we're going to need 2 days.
Yeah.
Like we're going to have to split it into 2 days. I know you haven't gotten to it, but, it's just like so much. And then, you know, and then there's like fighting in between guys. And I think Tom is like, so used to like, well, we've got to like prep with them. I'm like, well, you're not going to have time. You're going to have that day to teach them a fighting sequence that they can do and that they want to do. And he's like, bah. I'm like, well, that's just, I'm used to that.
I mean, he can choreograph it ahead of time, and he can do like that this fight scene I had in Redwood Massacre. The lead was also our stunt coordinator. So, my co-star or star was also a stunt guy. So
cool.
They orchestrated this fight. And then every day while we were on lunch, I would have like 10 minutes for a week to work on the choreography of the fight. So when it was time for the fight, we actually were like ready to do it.
See, that's our thing is like our lead guy, we've got our lead bad guy. We've got him for 3 days. So,
so you've got to teach him and he's going to probably change everything. Anyway.
I know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
don't cry. No, don't cry until it's over.
I'm like breaking down at the core. Where's Scout? Where is she? I don't have a trailer. I'm like stuck in the kitchen at Crafty.
Oh my God.
Like, Danielle, where's your green room? Can I hang out in the green room?
There were two parts of the movie that I got into like big fight with the producer over.
Uh-huh.
Who was also in the movie and one of my best friends at the time. We don't talk anymore, but she's an actress. Anyone that's seen the movie will probably be able to figure it out. But anyway, there was a day where this producer and I were in a movie together before this that her husband was also starring in and directed. And there was screenings of the movie through film festivals and stuff. And there was a screening in LA during the time I was directing this movie that she was starring in. And so I knew at some point throughout that day that was scheduled, I knew, 10 days in advance, I'm going to have to shoot her out because she's got to go to the screening of this movie. Obviously, I wasn't going to be able to make it. So yeah, I knew, 6 o'clock, she's got to have a heart out. We can't, work her till 10 or whatever. So most of the scenes are around a dining room table. So I've got, three, I've positioned everybody knowing that this day is coming, that I'm going to only have her for a half of a day. So I've positioned everybody where I know I'm going to shoot all of her shit out from the scene on and that side of the room. I'm going to let her wrap go, and then I'm going to turn around and shoot everybody on the other side. And Scrippy's just going to have to do her dialogue. Anyway, you know how that shit works. You're like, ah, fuck. So at lunch, I hear her talking about taking two of the male actors that were in the movie with us, with her to the premiere, to the screening. It wasn't even a premiere, screening.
No.
And I was like, that's not happening. They're on this side of the table and you're on the other side of the table. I'm cool. I've shot you out. And they're not even in the movie. So she threw a fucking giant hissy fit, wouldn't talk to me, came and like threw her headphones at me in the other room, screaming and yelling, they're coming with me. I'm the producer, blah, 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 blah. And again, they're not even in the fucking movie that she was going to see, but she wanted these guys that were her friends to come with her. So I said, I was like, I literally have sitting with the other producer going, shh, I'm going to kill her. Like, yeah. I don't understand why. I'm her friend. I'm directing. She knows what the schedule looks like. She brought me onto this movie. How dare she try to take the other actors that I need to film with today.
She has to give you more money for another day because you're missing a half day. Then that's it. That's plain
and
simple.
But the star of the movie's dad was the one giving her the money.
Mm.
So it was like, well, then you got to go to her friend's dad to be like, hey, we need $5,000 more so you could take these two actors. But I was like, you're my friend. You're the producer. Yeah. You're the star. You brought me onto the fucking movie and you're going to take the actors with you because you want companions to go see a movie that they're not even fucking in. So for the remainder of like 2 or 3 days, she wouldn't talk. We couldn't have a conversation. Everything that had to go on, and she was one of the leads she was in every scene too, that had to happen, had to be from me to our producer, from our producer back to her, even in the same room.
No, that's childish. You can't do that shit.
But you're like, wait a minute. I've never seen this happen on a movie in my whole life. Yeah. No one's ever had the balls to do anything like this. And it's happening to me on my watch, on my own movie with my friend.
So when I was doing a movie, I did a movie where the director and the makeup artist were dating. Okay. And then they weren't dating and we had to do reshoots.
Oh, yay. That's fun.
And it was a period piece. And so I had a producer calling me and going, well, we can't have this makeup artist. I'm like, we've got to match. I understand. I probably would say no worries, but like, it is a period piece and we have to match like wigs and stuff. Like stuff really, really has to match. And so I was like, let her finish. It's like 5 days of filming. And I guess it was said that she was not allowed to leave her trailer. The director did not want to see her. She wasn't allowed on set. And I was like, wow, this shit just happens. It happens.
It happens.
But you make it work, I guess. You just have to make it work.
It's like, can't you check your shit at home?
Don't bring your shit to work. That producer's like, Scout, I don't know what I'm... I don't know. I have my director who's like, I'm not going to fucking finish this movie if I have this fucking girl. Now I have my actor going, hey, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you have to fucking like...
Yeah.
That's what producing is.
That's your job. That's what a producer does. They put out the fucking fires and they deal with bullshit that you never know as an actor.
No fucking way could I do that, man. No fucking way. I can't do
it. If your partner cheated on you and like, you know, let's not just say you're, I don't know, you fucked around on Tom and you were married and like, you know, you're like, he didn't want you. That's the wrong. I have to put it the other end, but I don't want to say Tom cheated on you because I don't want you to get in your head and be fucking weird about stuff.
No, it's fine. No, let's go.
But you know, it's like if you're directing Tom's your stunt coordinator, what if, you know, Tom fucks around on you and then you have to go back and do reshoots. You're like, I'm not having him on my set. Fucking get somebody else. They're like, nobody knows the choreography but him. Yeah. You're like, I don't care. I don't want him on set because I don't want to see his face. I mean, that's probably kind of what it is. Like you need the director, but you know, you're going to have to get somebody else to fill in that.
I had that, you know, an actor that I was seeing an actor I was seeing cheated on me while we were doing the movie and I had to finish the movie with him.
Of course. I mean, talking about Chad Michael Murray, like he had to work on the fucking show with her.
Yeah, I know.
They got married and divorced.
I think about that all the time.
Still years of like, they were like, how?
Yeah, when you date your co-stars, man, that's like brutal.
Do not shit where you eat, folks.
I've never been on a TV show to like go through that where I had to like see them for a long period of time. But like every time I read, you know, these articles where they're like, oh, this actress is now with her co-star. And I'm like, what if? What if something happens?
I mean, I told you my story from that show, That's Life, that I did with Ellen Burstyn, which I just found the script actually. I'm a fucking stand-in. Like I had been hooking up with Kevin. Not like we didn't do anything serious, but like, I was playing his wife in the show.
Yeah.
And then we would like make out in the trailer every once in a while. Whatever. It's just stupid.
What fun times.
So fun. I was 23 years old. I was like, woohoo. Oh my God. And my co-star Heather was like, why Kevin? Why?
Really?
I'm like, I just really like him. Aww. You know, I mean, I don't know. He's super cheesy, but like, you know, Johnny Drama, like I liked that energy.
Yeah.
And he was really sweet. Anyway, whatever.
Let me let my dog
pointless.
Out.
And my fucking stand-in started messing around with him. And then I used to hear them like, you know, getting it on in the room next door.
Oh my God.
And
that's crazy.
Then
I
had to deal with
them.
With the drama between, you know, the fact that she was cheating on her boyfriend to be with him. What?
Let's just see what I'm trying to do.
What are you trying to do? Oh my God. To open up the door.
I'm trying to sing.
Oh my God. You're so, oh my God.
I can't. Tom.
Just go.
You guys
are
not
doing?
On Patreon. I think you guys need to be on Patreon to see this shit. Okay.
I like your hat, by the way. Okay. I need to get one of those. You look like Michael Myers right now.
There you go.
You're wearing your Michael Myers jumpsuit.
It's not. This is not mine. This is like the disheveled Michael Myers jumpsuit.
It's cute.
Thank you. It just has like a lot of like, Are you fucking kidding me?
She came back. He came back in. Oh, yep.
Bro, I just opened this fucking door for him and then he just came right back in. He was clawing at it.
Ugh. I had my children last night.
Yeah, is that your kids?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. No, so this jumpsuit, I've had it sitting in the closet forever because it like has some mentionables, like, you know.
No, it's great. That's like what you look like a director right now. Like that's what you're going
to
wear on set.
I'm going to wear this to set.
Yeah.
So I got hats.
Of course you did. You've been wearing them already. I already see you're dressing the part. You're dressing the part of director.
I got so many hats. I'm so excited. That's going to be my thing as a director. We're the hats.
Girl, that's all I wore too. Fucking ponytail and baseball hat.
I just know I'm not going to have time to wash this fucking shit. I'm just going to be like, okay, let's go.
You know, the director, Tony Scott, you know, all of his work and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's passed, unfortunately. You know, he died tragically. He was one of my favorite people and probably hands down favorite director.
Oh, cool.
He wore the same uniform every day.
Cool.
Like literally he would like every day for 4 months or whatever we shot, 5 months, he wore the same pants, shirt, hat, belt. He like had 20 pairs of the like identical, literally.
Are you sure?
Like,
or was he just wearing the same thing?
No, dude, same thing. And he wore the, and you know, it's funny. He wore like the fisherman, like the DP's vest, vest that like you have all the, you know, shit in the pockets or whatever.
Yeah.
So he had one of those. And then I saw him in other movies he had directed. I saw behind the scenes stuff from other, let me see if I could pull him up right now and see. And he had the same outfit.
Wearing the same thing.
Oh, even for other movies. That was just like what he feels comfortable in. It's like a doctor.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
You want to hear my song that I have for Cody?
Go for it.
Hey, Cody, I like the thing you do. Hey, Cody, if I could, I would be you. One and only puppy, the one and only keys fucking the motherfucking face in the whole fucking world. Kodiak is more than a puppy. He's my baby.
Oh my God.
Look at him. Look at him. He's like, oh, it's my song.
Here's the picture.
It's just Tony the Tiger theme song.
This is the picture.
That's him?
Yep.
What an outfit, though.
This pink salmon shirt, a pink salmon hat, the vest. The director vest or DP vest, and I don't know if it was pants or shorts.
I wonder
shorts.
If he did a movie and he was like, everything went great. It's because
like
of this outfit.
Top Gun, maybe?
It's because I wore this outfit every day.
Oh, no, wait, here's another one. Oh, wait, this is on Top Gun. No, look, see, look. Different shirt, same hat, same vest. Always.
Oh, my God.
Always the same. Wait, hold on. Let me see if there's another one.
That's awesome. It just worked for him. So he was like, you know, don't knock it. Don't knock it.
He was the fucking best, man. He came with me to get, I had to get a tooth pulled to where those braces I wore were fake in the movie.
Which movie did you work with him?
The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, cool.
I'll tell you. Top Gun, Tony Scott movies. Let's see. What
Top Gun, the OG one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Loved it. Loved it.
Tony Scott movies. Tony Scott movies.
Man, I love Top Gun. I would love to be in Top Gun. Hey, Tom Cruise.
Okay, here's... Here is Tony Scott's resume. Man on Fire, In Her Shoes, Domino, Tristan and I don't know what that is. Wait, this is new. We need to go older than this. Older
Keep
than
scrolling.
This.
Keep scrolling.
This is all
down.
The stuff that he's producer and EP. Oh my God. But yes, he went with me to get my teeth pulled to get to wear those fake braces and bought me like
oh,
all
that's
of this.
Right. That was your braces story.
That's my braces. All of these like beautiful clothes for my little bedroom. It was, you know, I was like just moved out here and
that's
bought me all
so
this.
That's so
crazy
that you even did that. That's just so fucking nuts.
That I'd have my, that I had teeth pulled to wear braces?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That. Actually, Danielle, I need you to
oh my
take
God.
Your implants out.
Yeah.
And put them right back in after the movie. You pulled your tooth. I was like, what else could I do?
Do you want to read some questions?
Yeah, well, there's questions, but there's like also topics that I would love to talk to you about.
Talk about it.
So have you been hearing that Gypsy Rose is released from prison?
Yeah, she's got like 7.5 million followers on her Instagram.
I know. It's so crazy. It's but like, yeah, it's a, she's yeah. The new movie star. Yeah, it's, you know, I remember that case. I remember the show.
Of course.
I'm interested to see her documentary. I mean, I've watched a couple of interviews.
I've watched tons of stuff on her.
Dude, it's so nuts what she went through. It really, mm-hmm. really is. It's crazy. I wonder how she's handling this
newfound fame in a different
yeah.
light.
Yeah. I mean, it can't, like, obviously, you know, you can go, oh, she loves it. But like, if she's going to have to talk about this, her story, her past, like her trauma for the yeah.
rest of
her, life. That has to be so much on her. That just has to be so much. And her,
but
her,
she's
like,
out there. She's out there doing it. You know,
I mean, no, I
she's
know.
A, it's hard to not
now.
See what she like. She, you know what she looks like. It's hard yeah. to not know that that's her. It's not
I
like
know.
She could change her appearance and grow up and all of a sudden she looks different. She's very specific.
And everybody knows her right now. Like she's everywhere right now. So I wonder like how she's going
Handling
through.
It.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to like see this documentary, hear more stories. She went on Nick Vile. Is that how you pronounce his name? He's from The Bachelor. He has yeah. a podcast and she chose his podcast to unravel everything.
Probably because she's a fucking kid. She's like
I know.
Probably a Bachelor fan and that was like exciting for her.
And that's the one thing that she was saying. She was like, you know, I didn't have a childhood. My childhood was like ripped away from me. Like my mother kept me a prisoner. And kept me medicated. And I mean, I just can't imagine like having all these fucking surgeries that she had when mm-hmm. nothing was wrong. Fuck, I can't even get a doctor to like when things are wrong. I can't even get like, sir, I swear to you, something is happening. They're like, you're fine. I just can't imagine like where the fuck did they find these fucking doctors where like, massive surgeries.
I don't know. Times have changed though. That was like the 80s and that was like the 90s, yeah. 80s and 90s, you know, shit. Everyone's scared and everyone's, you know, Sue happy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's freaking out. I don't want to know about her sex life though.
I wonder if she'll pivot to acting.
Oh.
Do you think?
That
I know she really
acting?
Wants to see Taylor Swift really bad.
I mean,
bad.
I'm sure they'll do a reality show on her and then she'll probably end up
God, they
doing
are, like,
VH1 or like one of those like, you know, celebrity boot camp or like,
yeah.
you know, people will take her trauma and turn it into profit for ratings. So,
which is so shitty. It's so shitty. I wish she would just like take time to heal for a second, but like you've got to ride it if
well,
you want.
She
if
was
this
in jail
want.
For
yeah,
and long enough. Not
yeah.
long enough, but long
I
enough.
I mean, she actually on The View, she said she thanks jail. For because if she didn't have jail coming into society right now, she wouldn't be prepared.
What does that mean?
Apparently, she learned a lot in
oh,
jail.
Because she was so sheltered yeah. in real life.
Mm-hmm. She learned so much about the real world, and yeah, and her, you know, her ex who killed the mom,
yeah.
is in jail for life. Like you got to live with that too. You know, like that's just it's just like I just like. What she must be going through right now just must be the most overwhelming fucking feeling. And it was interesting to see her on The View going, obviously, like, you know, going through trauma. I did it the wrong way.
You think?
It's just so funny. It is so funny. Like how The View people were like, yeah, murdering someone. I was like, oh my God. Like, how do you, how? I could not, Danielle said, yeah. Murdering.
Well, you know what? Fucking
How
good
you
for her.
Fucking be a like, bomb ass bitch and go, yeah, I know I did that. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is why, this is what happened. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
And she deserves it.
Yeah. And just owning up to like that. Oh my God. Like, this is wild right now.
Well, the justice system doesn't do anything. Like, you have to take matters into your own hands sometimes. I get the frustration.
Yeah.
I'm forever shocked by, I keep getting these like news alerts, news break alerts on my phone. News break alert, literally on my phone.
Just turn that fucking notification off.
Well, I'm interested because there, it's always like random stuff that I'm like, oh. So this is SNL's Michael Cheek calls for boycott of award show following Joico Golden Globes backlash.
Oh, wow.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I watched like clips of like people's speeches that I wanted to see win.
Joe Coy went viral several times over, not for the star-studded audience for the projects up for awards, but for his uncomfortable opening monologue. I didn't see his opening monologue. But this is the first time that I don't know what like the big deal. Apparently I heard that he only had 10 days to prep. So I can't even imagine. I know like Jimmy Kimmel takes like, 6 months to prepare.
That? Like, did someone cancel? Is that what happened?
I don't know.
A big job, man. Like, that's
a big
job.
But this comedian's had, like, sold-out show. You know, record-breaking Madison Square Garden sold-out shows. So I didn't know who he was. I mean, I watched a little bit. But
either.
You know what was the worst? It was the actor that were presenting their little bits they had before they would read the nominees were so annoying and so bad, so poorly acted. That the only one that I liked was, I don't even know who the fuck they were. They were singers. They weren't even, they were doing like best score. Like they actually had like a funny banter back and forth. But whoever was just reading the teleprompter for the skits that they had to do.
Will Ferrell's thing and what's her name?
Oh yeah. Well, they were dancing or whatever.
Yeah, we're super cute. Yeah, I get it. But like, that's like,
but that was probably them. That wasn't writers handing them something. I guarantee you that was Kristen Wiig and his, like, they did their thing, you know?
But like, you don't think that you would be so fucking nervous going in?
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have had the balls to take it on with 10 days notice.
But then you have your team going, you have to do this.
Well, you know what? His team should have said, don't do this because you don't have enough time and I'm trying to save you. Yes, now everybody knows you, but if you will never win.
Teams don't do that.
What award show have you watched where you've, after the show, you were like, that host was fucking great. Maybe 5 times in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And it was like Whoopi Goldberg, you know, Billy Crystal and Robin Williams. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's huge comedians that have had 6 months to prep and rehearse and prepare and be
but
directed.
When you're given
and
that opportunity, you know, it's hard
to say
no.
You gotta be smart
no.
about it.
It's hard to say no. But it's also, fuck off. Like, fuck off, man.
Yeah, could you do it better? I know, exactly.
Yeah, come on. Like, that's what I'm tired of.
But that's
I
the
also
thing
have
is that
to stop
everyone's
myself
judging.
Too when I watch a movie and I'm like, oh, that was so bad. I'm like, fuck off, Scout.
I know.
Stop
I could have done better. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, stop, man. We need to stop judging people so hard. Like,
I know.
Fuck, man. Especially with, like, that sort of stuff. Like, that's a room full of fucking stars.
Of course. I mean, everybody that got up to accept an award was like, wow, this room is very intimidating.
Yeah. The only other person that I think nailed it who didn't give a fuck about the room was Culkin. Was Kier Culkin.
Oh, yeah. Kieran.
Dude, he was so funny. I love him so much.
He was great.
So funny. He's like, oh, sorry, indigestion.
He's like, probably shouldn't have said that or whatever he had said.
But I love it. Like not everybody can have that sort of personality and confidence and like relief, you know?
I think everyone's judging you.
Hives. Look at
whatever you say. Whatever you say up there, people are going to judge it. You can give, whether it's the most amazing speech or the worst, people are going to do one or the other. They're going to have a comment
about it. And then people on their couch are going to judge it.
Of course.
Everyone is constantly judging. Everyone.
Well, that's why I love those shows. That's why I wanted to do my fucking show commentary, because I like hearing people's opinions about what's happening in front of them, if they know it.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you love to sit and watch, like, you know, I don't know, two famous actors that you, like Benicio del Toro and Al Pacino, watch Goodfellas together? Like, I would love to hear them talk about what they're seeing on screen.
Yeah.
How they interpret it, how they...
I think that might
filmmaking.
Get you into some trouble too.
Oh, fuck yeah. You're like, oh.
I think
Jesus.
That some people are not doing it.
Because
now,
now
we're trying to go into a society where we just kind of keep the peace, man.
But people aren't. There, like, people are talking shit all the time. People aren't trying to keep the peace.
Like, what does talking shit do? What does it do? It does nothing. So, like, let's just stop it.
It makes you look insecure as fuck, is what it is.
Yeah.
When someone says, like, I'm proud of you, I'm inspired by you, you did a great job. Like,
we don't know but I don't know how to take that. I'm like, ugh, what? I'm used to people talking shit. I'm used to people, like, coming up to my table and going, I didn't like your movie, but can you send this? I'm like, sure, I'll swallow that. Do you know how hard it is to swallow comments like that? Or, like,
I know.
You weren't, Jamie's still my favorite, but.
Okay.
I was like, it's fine. I was like, she's my favorite too. Like, I've actually heard you say that. Just don't say it to my face. Just not to my face. Maybe the internet, but just not right directly, like 2 inches from my face.
I've heard people say that. I'm always like, what the fuck, man? Don't say it. What is going on? Why would you? Are you kicking yourself in the ass after or not?
No, they just have like diarrhea the cojones in the mouth. That I don't have. That maybe I need to.
I don't know if it's cojones.
Like, hey, can you and I? Can we go have lunch right now? Because I need your confidence. Because I don't have what you got. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe filter. I don't have a filter. You don't have a filter, which is fine. Also, there was a guy. I don't know if I. Maybe I have this video on TikTok. There was a guy. I can never. I can never say it. My tongue.
Anesthesiologist?
Yeah, I can never say that with my tongue because I have a lisp. Yeah. You don't know that I have a lisp? Like, literally, like, hear it? The lisp? Yeah. I have a massive tongue. I have a big tongue. I have a big tongue.
The only thing that you say where I hear it wrong is you say especially.
Especially.
There's no X in it.
My tongue gets in the way.
Especially. Especially. Just say specially.
Especially.
There you go.
It's
How do you normally say it?
I know.
That you say especially.
Because my tongue gets in the way. With my X's and my S's. My S's. Sometimes, people say, like, my S's sound like why it comes out as, like, whenever I'm doing ADR. I'm like, I know. And then I have a bunch of spit that's coming out because I'm trying to focus on my fucking tongue. I get it. Yeah, so this guy, when he was coming to after a surgery, he confessed to his girlfriend about cheating and having a baby mama and having a baby on the way. And she was like, oh, yeah?
Wow. Oh, he was feeling good.
Could you imagine?
No.
Dude.
He must have been really fucking high.
He was... Hi, here.
Really?
Okay,
high.
I've got it. Here, let's see if I can play it. My little baby mic.
Is it real?
Yeah, it's real.
You sure?
Yes.
A couple days ago, it was great.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You heard me.
I think that medicine got you hallucinating or talking out your mind or something. Cause
I know what I'm talking about. You just stupid. That's why I love you, because you. You stupid. You believe anything I say. I done cheated on you so many times.
So many times, huh? So let me ask you this. What? Last night when you said you was going to work, where was you at?
I was at my baby mama's house. I got a baby on the way.
I don't have no... I'm not pregnant.
Everybody talking about you stupid. I got my side piece pregnant.
I think that's set up.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's literally, it's not. But I just love it that he's like, you're so stupid. You believe anything I say. You're so fucking stupid. I was like, that is crazy, man. Okay, there's one other thing that I want to show you because I thought it was so fucking cool. And I feel like this would be something that I would do. I'm just not as cool as Jack Black.
Oh, I love him.
I love him. Did you see his stuff on the Golden Globes? Dude, everybody was so starstruck, like, to see him.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
Peaches, 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 peaches. Oh, my God. That's our goal, Danielle, is to get Jack Black in one of our movies. Like,
don't remind him that I was the girl that pooped in the toilet in the first class that he was sitting in 25 years ago.
No, that's
in the middle
her
of
in.
The night.
That's
on an overnight. Remember that time you took an overnight flight, Jack Black, to from New York to LA, and it was, you know, whatever, 3 a.m. and I waited and waited and waited till everybody fell asleep because I had to use the bathroom, and then I closed the door and you stood up and I almost fucking passed out because I was so embarrassed.
That's the second time in our podcast life that you've talked about your poop. I love it. You never talk about poop. I love that you're talking about poop. Oh,
I hate
man,
it. Well,
I
no, I never,
it.
I, yeah, no. Could you imagine my how fucking mortified I was in that moment? For those of you that haven't heard the story, I was literally on a plane.
Yeah, remind everybody.
I was on an airplane going from New York to LA overnight, and there was like, it was a small, there were only like two rows, you know, two seats or whatever. Or maybe there was three rows of like 2, 4, 6, whatever, but there was only three of us on the plane. Me, Jack Black, and his assistant. I was sitting bulkhead. He was sitting the other bulkhead against the window with his assistant next to him. And I had been having my Crohn's disease issues and was super, I think I was coming back from shooting Steakland, actually. I think I was in like serious health issues. Mm-hmm. And I waited and waited and waited, and I tried to not go to the restroom, and then I was like, I'm going to die, and went to use the restroom when everybody was sleeping, and it was the middle of the night, and then I walked out, closed the door quietly, snuck back to my seat, sat. As soon as I sat down, he stood up to go to the bathroom. You know, after you go to the bathroom and someone walks in right after you, and you're like, do you ever wonder, like, should I say something? Like, that's not me, by the way. That wasn't me. Like, I always think about like lying if someone goes in right after me. Or you do it when you're in the airport real quick and then you like, I like bolt out. You know when there's a line? You ever had that where you're like, you have to go to the restroom and then there's a line waiting
and then you come out,
the door opens,
like,
and you're like, oh,
me. I had to suffer through that.
Yeah. But what if it is you?
I'm never going to
say
anything.
What if it is you? Would you still say, you don't, you just wash your hands real quick and then I run out.
I think everybody should, when going on a plane, and you
don't
you
go to the bathroom
like
on the plane, please.
Poo-poos on planes.
Please, please
I think
don't.
You should bring an air fucking freshener. You should bring a spray.
Please don't.
In your purse. Okay. So Jack Black was trying to get the rights for School of Rock. They were desperately trying to get Led Zeppelin's song, and Led Zeppelin would never give their song out to a movie. So he did this, which was so cool.
Robert Plant. Jimmy Page. John Paul Jones, the gods of rock, the greatest rock band of all time. We need your song, man. We need the immigrant song. This is a movie about rock, and without that song, this movie will crumble into smithereens. Oh, no, the movie's kick-ass. But, dude, your song would be a hard rockin' cherry on the top of the mountain. Please. One time. I just want you one time to repeat after me. Lords of Rock, Led Zeppelin! Grace us with your mighty love!
Can't hear him anymore.
How cool is that?
That's amazing.
I'm like, that's awesome.
I love everything he does.
I love him. I love him so much. I love him. On that note, we're an hour. We're an hour, baby. We're just, so next week, guys, you,
yes.
Yeah. Would you like to explain what's happening next
okay,
week?
Okay. So next week, Tom and David will be taking over an episode of Talk Scary to Me.
Woo!
Woohoo! I'm not going to handhold. I am just going to be like, there you go, baby. They are going to come up with 911 calls with a true crime case, and they need your questions. So you could ask them questions, you know, like you ask us about love and sex and whatever from the male's perspective, or you could ask them stuff about us if you had wanted to.
Open
that. Depending on what it is.
Oh, God. I feel like David's going to just talk about me. He'd be like, fuck, Scout. She would. She's crazy.
I'll just talk about you the whole time.
Scout's crazy. Tom, how do you deal?
I mean, it'll be so interesting to see how it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they like have never talked to each other over the phone or anything like that. I mean, they chat when they're in person or like
I wonder if
with us to connect us and help us. But other than that, they don't. I'm curious to see what they talk about.
I know. It's going
to
be interesting.
So you guys write, will you send in questions to podcast@talkscarytome.com so Scout and I can gather them?
Yes.
For the boys?
Please. This will be a fun experiment. They'll
I always want to know what the partners like. I always want the inside scoop.
Yeah.
On my favorite people.
Well, I think people. That's why like, Tom listens to this religiously.
Of course. So does David. Because I won't talk to David about the stuff I talk to you about. So yeah. It's like, we don't have to, I don't know.
Yeah.
So he'll listen and, you know.
It's funny.
Chime in sometimes.
No, I think it's going to be a really cool show. It might be, it's going to be our most popular show.
All right, till next week.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.